All right. I think we're live. Let me check. All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I think we're actually live. Welcome to
finally.
What?
After a whole month.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back in action.
Yeah, guys.
For season two.
For season two, guys. Season
two. Yeah, probably. No, I think the viewers, if there are any so far watching this, are like,
yeah.
Why season two? Well, it's because we've been gone for a little while, so we thought it'd be fitting.
Yeah, I mean, we were gone for like about almost 2 months, or about a month actually. I think it was like about a month.
Yeah, maybe the biggest delay.
Yeah, we were trying, but like Fleetledita was having some difficulties, and some people, and it was a lot, and it was very, and we needed
yeah,
a break.
Having some unepic errors.
Yeah.
Before this episode started.
Yeah, and we just needed to take a break from the studio, aka the server, and, you know, let our heads rest.
You know, doing the show.
Yeah, let our heads rest, let us do some other projects, and yeah, this is where we are now.
But now we're back, and
yeah.
We're gonna continue on this, and we're gonna do this no matter, wait, how tired we are. Like, I'm gonna attempt to do this, like, almost every Friday.
Yeah.
No, even if we're, like, tired, we're not in the mood, we're still gonna do it, we're gonna do it for the show.
Yeah, like, it's good, we're gonna try doing it every Friday at around 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or 6:30, depending on whatever, like, 6:30 or 7
or 8, it depends.
Yeah, it depends on, like, how the schedule is, because, we have different time zones. Michael lives, in another time zone, and
I live in, like, the Pacific time zone.
Yeah, you live in Pacific time. He lives
so, what time is it for you, Michael?
I think it's, like, 4.
It's right now 4:24 from where I am.
Oh.
From where I am, it's 7:24.
Yeah, for me, it's 7:24. I think a majority of us in this stream, except for Michael, are on the East Coast. And Michael's on the Pacific Coast. So, of course, it's a different time change.
So, if you're watching this and you're in a different time zone, you may want to, like, look up, like, what, like, try and translate what 7 East PM Standard Time is for your time.
Yeah.
I looked on the analytics for, on Anchor, you know, and it said, like, there are, like, a bit of a portion listening all the way from.
Yeah.
We got, like, a worldwide audience built.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is that, if you live on a different time zone, depending on where you are, it's gonna be at around 7 o'clock or whenever, between 6 and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, U.S. Eastern Standard Time. That's when it happens. And
like I was mentioning, I'm back to publishing episodes. And I'm just about to publish episode 11 right now.
Ooh. Since I've been on break, I haven't really been able to check on the Animaniacs news recently. But I do have some news from YTP. I brought a big one that happened.
Yeah, like a lot of news.
Yeah, a lot of news. So I'm gonna say a few things that have happened. Not three, a few. And one of the things, obviously, is P3 2019. P3 2019 was released a few days ago, And some people say it's the best, some people say it's the worst. But all in all, B3 was in a lot of delays. Like, it took literally... It was supposed to be released, I think, sometime in May or June of this year, but it was extended all the way to August. And all in all, it was quite a bit of a delay, and of course... But finally, after hard work, GovKit managed to pull it off and create P3, which is an hour and 30 minutes long. I didn't watch the full thing. I just skimmed through it, because I'm not going to sit down and watch an hour.
Yeah, when Clorox Corner Direct came on, I just stopped watching it, because I lost interest.
I mean, I think the P3 was an interesting idea. However, I said the only thing I do complain a little bit about is the fact of it being delayed, but... We had no control over that. GovKid really didn't have many control over that. He was going through issues, so I can't blame him.
We also have a private project in the works, we'll probably reveal that in like a few episodes' time, maybe.
Yeah. And
but
also,
I'm just gonna tell you that I'm gonna give you a hint. It's based on P3 itself.
Ooh, yeah, that's gonna be nice.
Heck, it's even GovKid's even monitoring the entries.
Yeah, and GovKid actually joined the server, so all in all, I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Don't reveal the project.
Yeah, all I'm just gonna say is that it's something similar to P3. But yeah.
Well, not similar to P3, but it's like
based around P3. Hello?
Also, if you're watching this, like, published or so, you can send in voice messages.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, like right now, like, you can send in voice messages, and I'll answer it, and I'll answer it put on the published version of the podcast.
Yeah, if you want to send a message, I guess, like Fleet Old Dito says, I think there's a link.
If you have any questions or you want anything, want something to tell me, or you have, like, something you want to submit to the show, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, all in all...
I also have, like... Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt
you. No, you go ahead. You speak.
I also have, like, advertising. This may sound silly and ridiculous, and it's just going to sound absolutely bananas. I also have, like, sponsorships turned on for the episodes now. So if you have, like, one sponsor, like, something you're doing or your channel or something like that, just send.
Yeah, also...
I'll see what I can do.
No, you keep going. Hello? No, you can keep going. Oh, you're done? Okay, I can't tell. Oh, his internet must have cut out. Can you still hear me, Corgi?
No, I'm still.
No, Corgi, can you still hear me?
I plan to do at least, like, maybe 30 episodes for season 2.
Yeah.
Just basically whenever I feel like it should end.
Yeah, And also, I'm going to bring something up.
Like, these seasons, they don't last forever, so you might as well enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. And, we're going to try keeping another thing to introducing these. We're going to try keeping the Echo podcast open as long as we can. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep the series active, you know?
Yeah, like,
we're going to try to give you guys new episodes every Friday.
Yeah, every Friday, because...
Maybe Saturday sometimes, or
yeah.
Sunday, if things go, like, awful.
Yeah, and I've got something in the news. Also in the news, what's his name again? Isaiah the Vargas is mad at himself becoming a meme. We got that right now. So, apparently what happened a few...
Wait a minute, him... you mean, like, Seymour's bro?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna bring up, real quick.
You know, we kind of...
No, I'm gonna bring
you
it
know,
up.
You know, I haven't found the video...
Wait, I'm just gonna talk about it real quick. It's just gonna be 1 second. Basically what happened, Isaiah made a video...
Okay,
What? Isaiah made a video called Seymour's Roast, several months back. And that video was very bad to some people because it just had the most generic jokes in it. And so,
and for some reason, it became a meme.
Yeah, and it was funny at the same time. That's what made it interesting.
Even dinner, I mean to say sit. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm sorry, I almost confused you for that other guy. But basically, Q thinks that he tried to host a public collab.
Yeah, it's not private, I think.
Then people started like, no, don't host it, it's public, as way that we can do it. And so he decided to make it private. Oh, geez, I just leaked it, didn't I?
No, you didn't. You were just talking about how it was. I don't think it leaked anything privately. But yeah, basically, long story short.
I'm sorry to say it. I didn't mean to.
No, everything's okay. But wait, long story short is that Isaiah was pretty angry about the meme. He was actually saying some very graphic stuff about himself when the meme was starting to become really popular. Because it was like, because there are like videos being uploaded like every few hours of it in the YTP community, mainly by Seymour Roast accounts that people would make and just upload stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like YTP facts, or it just became a big meme in the YTP community.
Yeah, it hasn't spanned out to other communities, though, so that's good. But yeah, the meme itself is still actually pretty alive. There are still videos being made of it every day as we speak.
So I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, you know, but if you want to, you can go ahead and join the party. Again, I don't recommend it, you know.
Roast, but yeah. Basically, Isaiah was mad about it, but after a while, he's actually embraced a little bit of the meme, is commenting on some videos saying whether they're funny or not, and I think he's found out, and he finds a few funny. So, yeah, all in all, everything is good. That's one side of another thing. Oh, yeah.
Also, in the news.
Yeah, what in news?
I don't know. I forget what I was even going to say. You go ahead and just take that part.
Also, in the news. Rabbit TV is gone? Yes, it is. Rabbit TV.
Oh, yeah, Rabbit is gone.
Yeah.
So it's become, Rabbit has become like an important part of the other podcasts in the YTP community.
Rabbit.
YTP Review.
If you didn't know.
Because they use Rabbit to broadcast, like, Awesome Guy uses Rabbit to broadcast, like, the YTPs and whatnot. And then it shut down, so you have to use another form of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently, if you don't know, Rabbit, which is a very important thing for YTP Review, and was used with the Diaka podcast when Rabbit was still
I remember watching stuff, we showcased my new YTPs on, you know, the Icon podcast.
Yeah.
And that was shut down, which really makes me sad. Oh, yeah, and then I tell everybody that. It's a little bit of a plug, but a new Peppa Pig YTP has come out for me.
Yeah, YTP. It's an interesting YTP. But basically,
Peppa, remember what you said. Yeah. Turn around. Figure it out. Are you a pedophile?
Oh gosh. Yeah, but basically, long story short, is that after that, Rabbit is now closed. It can't be accessed anymore, so we're trying to find another alternative to that. So, I think I'm going to use a different kind of service, but during the time as I can, we're going to be using just the regular photo until I can find an easier way for us to all see screens. For now, all you can pretty much see on the stream is a blank. It's just a photo of Yakko with Yakko Podcast Season 2. And I think I'm going to get rid of the season 2 part. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll probably change the photo because, I think it would be nice to change the photo. Also, in the news, Eric Heath has also become sort of an inside joke meme. Eric Heath has become an inside joke meme in the news.
Yeah. Everyone's Like, ever since that whole event happened, it's just basically all gone downhill from there.
Like, basically what happened was Eric Heaps, the YTP-er, he was, he canceled Sneaky, who's also another member in the podcast. Sneaky actually, talked about, what was it again, he was, like, making the, he was making an entry for the Jimmy's father, or Jimmy's father, the best of, I don't know his father's name, but yeah, something of that. Oh, oh, there, can you hear me, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
But yes, we can hear you.
Basically, what happened was that Sneaky Boots, one of our podcast members, also wanted to make was making entries for the best of, what was it again? Oh, Jimmy's dad. I don't know what his dad's name is.
Hugh Neutron.
Yeah, the best of Hugh Neutron collab. And once. Yeah, basically what happened was that Sneaky made entries, and then Eno Keefe started making them. A lot of YTPers started making them, and in the end, Eric Keefe actually
making stupid joke entries.
Yeah, they were so bad, but they were funny. And long story short, Eric Keefe actually canceled those collabs.
Yeah, it'd be funny. Whoa. That's becoming like.
Yeah, he canceled.
I don't know about you guys, but to me, it's kind of becoming a problem in the community, which I'll.
Yeah, but basically, what I'm going to say real quick is that, he canceled the collabs. He ended up canceling them because of too many joke entries. And so then Sneaky made it.
Which is what I'm going to talk about next. YTP sector and whatnot has become a freaking crisis in this community at this point.
Yeah,
like, it's actually made me concerned for the future of this community because everybody is now just like, OMG, this YTP epic is so funny.
So funny. It's so funny. But yeah, basically, Eric Heath was.
I've even made an account, a joke account, just to mock the mockers.
Nice. Yeah, but basically, what happened at the end was that,
just show how stupid this meme is.
Wait, let me fix. Yeah, real quick, what I do want to say real quick is that, Sneaky decided to make a replacement of the collab, and then Eric Heath got upset. He started saying that everyone hates him, but in the end, Eric Heath actually wanted the collab to keep going, so that's where it is now, and he's hosting the best of Hugh Neutron collab.
Hold on, Sneaky is still hosting the other joke collab.
Yeah, he's
right?
Still hosting the I Sat on a Banana YTP collab. That was an epic collab.
Yeah.
That's an epic collab that's hopefully gonna happen soon.
Once when I was 7 years old, I sat on a banana, and of course that
changed my life. Yeah, and that's one interesting thing. So yeah, that's pretty good. And I'm gonna try to think. Oh, yeah, also, I can't think of anything right now. I gotta think.
Is there any news with Animaniacs?
No, I didn't check. Oh, yeah. But I do have a little bit more information out. Also in the news. Apparently, what's it again?
Honestly, we should just rename this podcast as the YTP podcast.
Well, we
since
can't
we talk
that.
More
we
about
can't.
Like YTP other than Yakko and Anime.
Well, we can't change that because Awesome Guy already has something similar to that. So I think we're just gonna keep it the Yakko podcast because basically we will discuss Animaniacs, but I didn't have time to discuss it today because I was so because I had to set up.
We're just discuss it now.
Well, I'll look up Animaniacs then. Watch as I try to research something. All I do is go and try to see if there's any news. So, go to my favorite source, type in Animaniacs. I hate my Windows 7 computer. Yes, I'm using Windows 7 because my Animaniac. I put Animaniac instead of Animaniac. Okay, so here's some interesting news from 1 week ago. So another interesting thing is that Rob Paulson about a week ago was in Detroit, and apparently the thumbnail for the for Fox News Detroit is Yakko's World. So Yakko's World is pretty much still a meme to this day, guys.
Yay! It's so epic.
Well,
also. This might be old news by now, but we've been talking about, in general, you've been talking about, like, the Yakko's World YPP Collab 2 Endgame.
Oh, yeah, the Yakko's. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to probably give you ownership of it. I'll talk to you about it after the podcast. After the podcast, I'll talk more about it, because I've totally forgot about that. I think after your Hot Food Collab, you can do it. Because I'm pretty much going to be hosting.
Yeah,
because
I'm pretty busy and packed.
I mean, I'm going to give you... it's still going to be under me, because technically I still want to also be part of the Yakko's World thing, obviously.
Is it going to be like Guff Kid? Well, I mean, never mind that. But is it going to be like you're going to...
I'm gonna let you host it, but I'm still gonna. But then after you host it, I still can host a last one if I want to. It's still. That means that you would have to ask me again if you want to do it. Wants to ask me to do it. If anyone, basically, that's gonna happen. Basically, I'm gonna let him take over it, but then he's gonna give me back the ownership of the Yakko's World YTP collab thing once it's over with. So basically, yeah. But, yeah, that's something, Yakko's World YTP Collab 2. But, yeah, why am I going to give it to him? Well, because I'm going to be hosting another collab in about 1 week. And pretty much Corgi already knows about it. I don't know if I should say anything
also,
about it.
Also, what happened to the Ben Phillips?
Oh, yeah, Ben Phillips collab. Yeah. That's closed right now. I'm going to close it. And I'm just going to turn it into a mini collab since I basically...
I think you still have, there are still some entries you haven't...
Maybe. I haven't checked in, like, months at this point, so... Mm-hmm. I'm going to check.
I can send you some entries.
Okay, you can send me some entries. Yeah, but starting tomorrow, I'm pretty much going to close the collab and start working on that, have it done soon, and then... I'm going to be hosting a new collab starting next week, which Corgi already knows, like I said. Corgi knows the collab. Yeah, I'm just going to say it's going to be a sequel. So, yeah. And it rents silent. Let's see. Yeah, we've been streaming for, like, how many minutes? We've been streaming about 22 minutes now, so that's pretty nice. We're already 22 minutes into the first episode of Season 2, and I've completely run out of my thoughts about what's been happening in the community right now. Damn. Corgi was hosting an office collab, but it's now Zevio's and his, too, I think. Is that correct? Wait, Corgi, are you and Zevio hosting a office collab?
Well, Zevio is.
Aw, man. Dang it.
I was going to, but...
Well, you were hosting it in the first place, but then he just opened it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I was okay. Yeah, and, round 6 coming out soon? Hopefully. Hopefully round 6.
Well, right now I'm going to make a video.
Oh, yeah.
So
also, oh, what?
That might require my microphone, so I'm going to leave for a little bit.
Okay, well then, I will then, it was nice having you for Season 2, and yeah, I'll hope, if you want to join back, you can.
I will.
Okay, well,
see ya.
See ya, Corgi, bye.
Alright, see ya.
Well... since he's gone, I wanted to bring up what I was going to say again. The Hot Food Collab is still happening. The Hot Food Collab is apparently another one of Fleedledeedle's masterpieces that's going to be put together September 10th, I think. I think it's when you're going to, when the deadline closes. Let me check. September 9th. Wait, Fleedledeedle, can you still hear me? I don't know if Fleedledeedle's stuck or something, but I can't tell. I can't hear him, though. I can't hear Fleedledeedle. Either that or my Wi-Fi is acting up. Wait, Fleedle Deedle, hello? I think it's his internet. And Michael is doing something as we speak, I'm pretty sure. But yeah. Oh, I got another. Did I get a new message? I got a message from someone named. Hi. Someone saying hello to me. I'm gonna. Can I actually. Oh, I thought I could ring him up. Oh, I clicked the call button. It's gonna. I thought. Okay. Can't do that. Let's see. There we go. Fleetle Dito, can you hear me? Fleetle Dito? Wait, Fleetle Dito, hello?
Yes, I can hear you! I can hear you!
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
So, I'm just frustrated right now.
Good. Yeah, I can understand how you're frustrated.
Netgear doesn't want a freaking.
I know. I know the internet is bad, probably for you. But yeah, Fleetle Dito, you said hot. So back was saying hot food collab is deadline is September 9th, right?
Yeah, which is like it's almost here, basically.
Yeah. Is this like your?
So if you want to make an entry, then
yeah, there's still like.
Or if you want to join, then you have to hurry up because you only have till September 4th.
September 9th, I think.
September 4th to join. Entries are due September.
Oh, okay. But wait, another thing is that you said, is this out of just. Into a quick insight, is this like one of your biggest collabs? Is it bigger than the Google Noodle, or is it?
It's the biggest collab. I have like one entry more than what I usually did on the channel, which is about like 16.
Wow! So you got 16 entries for the hot food collab.
I got 17 entries, including my.
Wow! So this is gonna be pretty much one of your.
That
biggest
was like
collabs.
A little bit over. It is my biggest collab.
Wow. Well, I think that the this is one of the bigger collabs that you've hosted. You've hosted two collabs this year, or three?
Around three.
Yeah, I think you hosted the Go Noodle, you hosted...
And I plan on releasing the 30th Anniversary Simpsons collab near the, like... this Christmas to celebrate, you know,
yeah, the
30th anniversary
yeah,
of the
Christmas. And for me, I'm going to be, like I said...
Christmas!
Yeah, and also, Fleetle Dino and I have just been talking about the YTP Awards 2019. It's like the Grammys, except it's going to be a YTP.
Yeah, but I have no idea how to send...
Why don't we just do $5, get $5 giveaway to each one who wins. We just nominate people and we just give them $5. Or I give them $5 because I don't think anyone has $5 right now. I mean, I have $5, but I think I'm the only one to sacrifice my information, other than from other things. Either that, or we just nominate.
I don't know. First of all, what is the reward gonna be? Second of all, how do we?
Yeah. We would have to think about that, but it would be an interesting thing, like. Christmas, sort of. Like, you know, during Christmas,
yeah.
We just nominate, like, the best YTPs of the year, and whichever YTPer gets chosen, I guess we...
Yeah, and then we nominate, like, also the best YTP collabs of the year.
The best YTP collab of the year. I think if we were to do that, I think we would have to, like, you know, ask people's permission, because I don't think they would be kind of confused. But the YTP award thing would be kind of an interesting to do. Sort of like starting out new things. I think we could try that if we wanted to, but of course we would have to do a lot of setup. One thing that
people... Yeah, but basically the special part of that The viewers get to vote on a trailer.
Yeah, the viewers.
I'm gonna watch, like, and, you know, I'm gonna get some nominees.
Watch, yeah.
You know, for the best ones.
I'm thinking about doing that, like.
And, yeah, the viewers can actually vote on who wins.
Yeah, one thing that I do think would be nice is that, one thing that would be cool is that we make it a live show on YouTube, like, where we actually have these people actually in, like, a voice call and stuff like that. We just do YTP awards.
Yeah.
And they can earn prizes, basically. I think it would be a pretty interesting experience, considering that P3 is already a successful thing. Why not try something like the YTP Awards 2019? I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but...
I mean, we would have to put some time in thinking. It won't be overnight. Plus, we have, like, if we wanted to do it, we have, like, 3 to 4 months to do it. So, we would have, like, 3 or 4 months to do it. Even
was more. That your mic?
What? Is my mic cutting out? If my mic's cutting out, yeah, I'm sorry. My mic is horrible.
Go on. What'd you say?
What I say, what I said was that, if we were to do this anyway, we would have, like, 3 to 4 months to complete it anyway, which is quite a bit of time, sort of, considering it's going to be a live show. Sort of like, YTP's got talent. No, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, like, by the time, like, we can't start now, because by the time it's, like, that we finish shit, we finish the editing, put the production stages and whatnot. It's gonna be like, I don't know how you say it. It's gonna be like the next year before we can even finish.
Yeah, but of course, the only reason why I thought of that is because it'd be an interesting experience just to see if people would even be up for it. I mean, if people will be up for it, like, if people are willing to actually do something like that, like, sit down and watch it and maybe participate, that'd be nice. But people really aren't. It's just, like, we'll just not do it we won't do it anyway anymore. Like, just a one-time thing, you know, sort of. That could be interesting. But, yeah, that's one possibility. But
like, what would your predictions be for the best YTP and the best YTP collab of 20?
There are several joke collabs that have happened this year that are actually quite big, and I might choose a few, not depending by, like, size and participants, but, like, how quality.
Well, I mean, like, the nominees would have to have, like, actual people who actually tried,
yeah,
and,
like,
put good effort into their
entries
to make the collab, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't. I mean, there are already big YTP collabs.
So joke collabs would be. So joke collabs would completely be out.
Yeah, there might be a little side thing for a YTP for best joke YTP collab, but pretty much everyone already knows which one that is at this point. But
the YTP Sexer epic.
That collab by Sneaky was probably one of the best collabs this year. Oh my gosh. No, remember when Michael did that epic set? I have, and then, like, a disease, and then just, like, or, like, that epic explosion.
What are you talking?
Yeah, I'm talking about Michael's YTP on YTPS, sir. I have, dude.
They'd be like nominees.
Also, if you didn't know,
and you know, Michael for the best YTP of 2019, I need like a few people's help.
I mean,
you know, there's so many YTPs out there that have.
I could get a few people to help around for that.
I mean, honestly, so far there are some nominees I can think of at the top of my. Like, you know that SpongeBob YTP from Enigmatic or how?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that would be one of the nominees.
I think one nominee, like, I could predict would be best upcoming YTP or something like that. Like, you know, YTPers that are pretty good, even though they only started recently. Like, I could think of something like that.
Yeah. Those could be, some of those could going to nominees.
Yeah, and I think we would
but
have.
We're looking for the best YTP of 2019.
Yeah, the best YTP. That's gonna be saved for
we
the
have
end
to
of the
choose
show.
One out of the thousands of YTPs that are made every.
Yeah, we would have to do that, which means that we would have to, which I think I could actually be able to do that since I basically watch quite a bit of YTP, so it wouldn't be that hard for me. But
I've already watched quite a bit of YTPs this year.
I think this year for YTP has been okay. The one thing that hasn't been okay with YTP this year is all the drama that's just been settling in this year. Like, for instance, the YTP Esther drama, the sneaky drama, the DM Hofflin drama was pretty big this year, and CRJ won in game.
I mean, honestly, it's YTP6 and collab have caused so much drama that it would probably be out of the question for best YTP collab of 2019. Because to become the best YTP collab of 2019, you have to also cooperate with your participants, you know? You can't just be like, hey, make a
like it has to be like, it has to have a good audience too, and it also has to have good quality, pretty good entries, not like, you know, power director entries and stuff like that.
Entries. Like, you know, there might be a couple of power director entries in there that could possibly, and there would possibly still be a chance.
Yeah.
If you have some, like, not mostly mobile and, like, power director poor entries, but if you have, like, some, you still might have a chance, and it's, like, very big, and it barely takes up, like, 10%, you might still have a chance of becoming a nominee.
Yeah, and whoever's nominated, basically my idea for both of our ideas too could be, since we're basically seeing we're on the same page, we'll be hosting it either live or staged and then uploading. I think we're gonna host it live because, you know, interaction voting where
yeah,
we actually have
but then again P3 was host but then again P3 was made like pre-recorded. Like,
yeah, it was made
pre-recorded,
but there's, like, no voting.
And then he premiered it.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to do, though, is, like, you know, we're actually going to do actual voting. Like, you know, where actual voting is actually,
Yeah,
made,
but,
like,
I mean, I've been planning on voting in the trailer, you know? Because I'm going to make, like, a trailer or preview of it. And then people can, then I'll have, like, in the information tab, people can vote there.
Yeah, I think we could do, or like type a certain letter or number to to choose who could be the next nominee, and whoever gets the most votes.
Or we could.
Oh wait, we
oh,
gotta
hey,
raise their hand.
Hey,
Super Plushy Bros.
You're a little bit late to the party.
But you're okay.
But you know,
hey.
I'll pass on.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. How are you? Oh, he left. He must. I bet his Wi-Fi is bad. He sounds like he's in the car, so he's most likely having trip difficulties. But yeah, our thing is, like, you know, creating a system of some sort, which could be done if accomplished, if actually committed to it. It could be done in 4 months or something like that, because you would need to, like, analyze everything. What? Play-o-do? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it's okay. If the Plushy Bros, if you're still watching this, you can always join next.
Yeah.
And if you can't join that episode, then you can join the episode after that.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. And
at least until, of course.
Yeah, you keep speaking. Keep speaking. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay. If basically the only difficulty with the YTP awards, which wouldn't be that big a problem, but the only problem would be like, we could easily fix it, but one thing that also would be committed is having to go through every single thing, sort of, that happened in 2019 in YTP. Like, you know, YTPs by YTPers. And,
I mean, obviously, it's not going to be like, we're going to look through every single YTP ever, and we're going to choose the best out of all those YTPs. Now, we're going to try to I'm going to try to get, like, a few people to help, like, nominate stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like, the Emmys can choose the nominees.
Yeah.
Choose the nominees.
Yeah.
The Emmy. Now, how they choose the nominees? Well, it's going to be, like, the Emmys, you know, where I'm going to get some people, you know, I might get you and Michael, maybe, if you guys are up for it.
Yeah, I think we could be, the host.
But it's going to be, like, from YTPs we've seen this year, or at least we remember seeing this year.
Also, Michael is retiring from something I heard in 2020.
YTPs, I might still continue. I might continue the other content I might be doing. The only thing I will be retiring next year in June of 2020 is that in June 2020, I will be officially retiring from Sparta Remixes. Since the drama in there has just gone worse.
Really?
And a recent event happened.
I don't really know drama from there, but
personally, if anybody heard that correct,
you cut out.
In my humble opinion,
okay,
is that Sparta Remixes are kind of like a dead meme at this point. Again, did I make myself clear? It's my opinion.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with my.
I mean, I've heard a few of them throughout the last.
No, don't
years.
Be like, oh, baby, like, what are you talking about? Sparta Remixes and give it.
I mean, it's basically what I can interpret from Michael is that it's just not the same as it was when he first joined. I mean, I think that's what he could be interpreting, but I don't know because
it's not really the same for me.
From a few things that I've seen,
I've been like thinking of retiring from YTP, but I haven't really gotten that far into like.
I heard Vortime actually retired. Yeah,
there's a chance I might retire soon. Because like it isn't the same as it was when I first.
Yeah, I could understand that. But yeah, also something else in the news.
Heck, who knows? I might just migrate back to making plush.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but yeah, one other thing.
Yeah, because at least there is less drama about everything. There's less depression.
Yeah, another thing also in the news is that Vortime, another YTPer, I think recently retired.
Vortime?
Yeah.
Or Vortime?
I don't know how you say Vortime. Vortime?
Yeah, Vortime is retiring from YTP.
Yeah.
He's been one of my good friends and whatnot.
I think he retired because he's just getting tired of doing the same thing on YTP, and he just wants to change content.
Honestly, I've been tired of doing the same thing, and I've been trying to take a break, but I have no idea what other content to post. Like, it's gotten so bad to the point where I don't know what other content to post.
Yeah, I sort of understand that. Yeah, there are actually quite a few YTPers that have retired this year. But, I think...
what else do I post? What can I post?
If you've retired, or anyone who is thinking of retiring, I mean, it's up to you to retire, but just do what you feel like you can, like, just try different types of content.
I mean, if I did retire from YTP, I'd still continue to do YouTube. Because, it's been my hobby for, like, video making has been my hobby for, ever since I was pretty much 6 or something. Video making has been my hobby.
Yeah.
It all started back when I was, like, 6 at my grandma's house. I did, like, a plush, like, a quote, like, a little puppet shows, like, plushy shows, starring, like, Winnie the Pooh and his friends. You know, going on wacky adventures. No, I used to do that when I was like a few years back or so.
I think
that like was doing that because of personal issues, basically with.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean.
You always still have the memories.
Yeah.
That'll save it from feeling permanently like gone. I remember like it was just yesterday. I remember that time when I finally unlocked the first ever Tigger show. That was one of the ones. I also did like Half Blood movie reviews, even though I barely watched any of the movies that Half Blood reviewed. And there's like Pooh Adventures where they were like adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah, the excitement when I found the oldest piece of that little trilogy of series that I made.
Yeah.
And I used to show all of them to, like, since I didn't even have an account at the time, I just showed them to, like, my grandma and whoever else was there.
Yeah, I used to, I think every, like, YouTube's been, like, something. I remember when I first met Fleedledeedle, you were still into plush videos, and I thought then, you were doing that,
yeah.
And then you started.
Oh, and I remember me doing, like, an episode of Winnie the Pooh plush adventures and whatnot, Winnie the Pooh adventure, where Winnie the Pooh found a $2 bill in his wallet and got overly excited because he saw it. Oh, and Jesus is so rare. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna frame
bill.
It. Freaking.
Yeah, I remember like and then you started migrating more to YTPs, and you've been doing YTPs for like what, about over a year at this point.
Yeah, like this February, this Valentine's Day, like some people. Celebrating their Valentine. Well, guess what I'm.
What?
My 2-year anniversary.
Yeah, 2-year anniversary. Yeah, 2-year anniversary. Yeah, I think that, like.
Yeah, like, people with pretty much lives and whatnot, they're gonna be celebrating Valentine's Day. They're gonna be celebrating Valentine's Day. Well, guess what I'm gonna be celebrating? Like, you guessed it, my 2-year anniversary of creating my first ever YTP. Ever.
Yeah. And all in all, I think, yeah, you've improved, and I can understand how you feel about, like, debating whether you should quit or not by the community, but it's ultimately, at the end of the day, it's up to the creator who wants to determine whether they really want to quit or they just want to take a break. It all depends, but if anyone does plan on quitting, then they just hopefully find something else that they can enjoy. Also,
just continue, just do what you want to do what you love.
And
if
I remember
like
that,
somebody I don't know, I'll still like stick around to see what content they offer.
Yeah. Yeah, and another thing that I find interesting too is how like I remember that day when you actually pranked us. Remember you said you were quitting, and then suddenly you just sent a photo of Shaggy and Carl just dancing. You're like, get pranked! I'm like, oh no way. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, after one of the episodes, I said I was gonna quit YTP. Yeah, I was gonna quit YouTube forever. Or at least I said it to say that. And then Dinnerly actually fell for it, and everyone else did too. And then I asked Dinnerly, but you want to know something before I go? And they like, what? And I like, get nade-aid.
I get called
during the Macarena.
Yeah, it was, and I was just like, oh my gosh, no way, no way, oh my gosh. I was just like, shocked because
I actually pulled that type of prank on the Garster before, or a Garfield fan,
Oh, yeah, the Garster.
You want to call him?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, during the hosting of the Virtual Quickies YTP collab, I told him that I want him to remove my entry from the collab and that I was going to quit. And I was going to private all my videos because of all the drama and whatnot. And then I asked him to look at the day. It was like the day, the little night before April 1st. Did it as an April Fool's prank. And then he said like March 31st. And I was like, getting a boy. And then he literally gave me the Lasaga Masters prank.
Lasaga. Oh, yeah. I think those were good times, and I hope that those things keep opening.
You know, when I still had my Google, and get the, when I still had my Googly Bear server up, I was gonna shut it down in a few seconds, and I did a countdown, and once I was done counting down, it's like another get-nay-nayed joke.
Get-nay-nay. My gosh. Bart!
Now watch me whip.
Now watch me whip.
Now watch me whip. This trend is...
It's an old trend. Yeah, but I think, all in all, this, I hope that...
It's an old song!
Yeah, I think that helped the YTP community drama settles down a little bit.
Songs like 4 years...
Huh?
I've thrown like jokes about me quitting YTP or deleting everything here and there every once in a while. Yeah. However, there was that point where I do consider like, do I actually want to quit because of, if it's just me being a depressed boy, or I actually genuinely think sit down and think about it.
I can understand how people sometimes feel like that, right? All in all, like I said, at the end of the
day, if I continue to do thoughts like that, then you might not be seeing me making YTPs for much longer. So, eventually I will quit. There will be that point where I get bored of YTP, or I'm just done with the community in general. Kind of like Pancake Lord. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Pancake Lord quit YTP.
I remember seeing that earlier this morning. Pancake Lord quit YouTube poop, and now his channel is set at a stand.
Well, I seen it like a week ago or so that he unlisted all of his videos.
Yeah.
And he still has this playlist up with all of his videos on it.
Yeah, but he's just completely left the community. He's no longer even associated with it.
Yeah.
And also, another thing...
And he states the last ever project he'll ever make, possibly, is the second Humorous Collab.
Yeah.
Humorless Collab.
Yeah.
If it ever comes out.
Yeah, and also one more thing in the news. Our final story on YouTube Pooper's retired. Yoshimedia, the YouTube Pooper. Yoshimedia. He quit YouTube Poop a few days ago, stating that he decided to quit mainly because he can't take like how everyone just keeps dislike bombing him and the fact that he puts work into it and just everyone seems to hate it, and all in all, he's just frustrated with the community. He says he's not even going to be associated with the community anymore anyway, because of just how...
It's just being, like, it's like one of those... I'm not to sound rude or anything. I mean, he has done this before, it's like, he gets frustrated at people dislike bombing his videos.
Yeah, but this time
he
seems kind of serious, just because of he hasn't deleted the post, and he would have deleted the post probably if he didn't quit, but yeah, he's done this several times.
The day Yoshi-Media deletes his channel, I delete my channel.
I think it's just like, so much has just been going on in the YTP community, it's just like, it's made people...
Like, there are a lot of channels that if their channel gets deleted, I'm gonna delete my channel.
Big Ice Luigi's channel.
Or maybe not, I might stick around,
Okay, if I'm gonna be honest here, I have this, like, weird feeling after I retire from Sparta Remixes, I have a weird feeling I might retire from YTP's next. I'm not really so sure yet. I'm still thinking about it.
In case you do retire from YTP, I'm just asking if you do, what content, if you, Do you plan on making a different type of content, or do you just plan on quitting YouTube altogether?
Oh no, I'm still gonna continue making YouTube videos. After YTPs and Spar remixes, the only content I'm probably gonna make are YTP MVs, animations, memes, crap posts, etc.
What about those plushie
yeah,
videos?
Yeah, that's another type of content I've been wanting to make. I've been wanting to make animations for quite a while, like on my main channel, but I haven't really felt like it fits with my other content. So I made like a whole other channel dedicated to animations. Yeah. And you know, I'm still like one of those. I'm not perfect at it, you know. I'm not like a professional, like. But I'm still learning.
Wait, Michael, whatever happened to the angry chicken bird? I don't know.
Oh, fake chicken angry bird?
Yeah. that's the best.
What if someone actually just made, like, you know those joke series, like Ron test series and whatnot? What if someone made something similar to that, but with angry chicken bird?
Oh my gosh. Angry Chicken Bird the series, that would be an interesting thing to see.
I've literally done a concept where it's like a sitcom, like a normal sitcom, but with Prego soft can.
Yeah.
I'm not even
joking.
I've literally made a concept edit / anime.
Yeah, funny story. I actually remember actually making episodes of the Fake Chicken Angry Bird show back in 2013. But sadly, I never record any of the episodes.
Oh my gosh, dang it. We could have had a whole series of Angry Chicken Bird or Big Angry Chicken
Yeah.
Bird. No, no.
Hey, who knows? I might...
But
hey,
you
who
need
knows?
To get the bird.
Ideas aren't copyrighted, so,
you need
you know?
To get the bird, though. You need to get the bird, though.
Michael.
Yeah?
I know, ideas aren't copyrighted, so, you know, unless you beat me to it, I can make an Angry Chicken Bird series.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely gonna try to make the series accessible whenever I get.
Yeah, you could do it, like, as a little project. Like, whatever you did, like, Michael's.
And what if there, like, someone started, like, this... And what if I started my Saw series, and then I just passed... And then for each season, I pass... And then I do, like, the first season, and then I pass it on to someone else, and then they... And then after the second season, they pass it on to someone else, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, like, some sort of chain.
Yeah, I think
just to give people silly ideas. That
one thing that I don't know.
What if I actually did that? Like, do any of you guys want
what?
Like, I'm gonna like if anybody is gonna listen to this episode, is listening, like, leave me a voice message on Anchor. Like,
yeah.
By tomorrow morning, like, either 10 or 11 p.m., a.m., basically. Leave me a voice message, whether you want me to do, like, a chain series about a soft, Craig or soft can sitcom.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be it.
I would love to hang around and all, but unfortunately, I gotta get going now.
Okay.
Man.
Well, it's been
good
nice
having you
here,
on here,
Stub,
Michael.
Like, yeah, it's been nice having you here, and thanks for being here for the first episode of the second season.
Season 2?
Yeah, I can't wait for
no
some more
problem.
Episodes. Okay, we'll see you later,
Same
Michael.
Here.
Okay, bye, Michael.
See you, Michael.
See y'all.
Talk to you later.
I'll see you guys.
Okay, he just disconnected. Alright, so...
Well,
There's only two, and then there were two, like Fleetledee.
Now it's basically just the two. Now it's basically just the two hosts,
yeah.
Me and Dinwiddie.
Yeah. So.
Well, Dinwiddie's the main host and the broadcaster.
Yeah.
And like the.
Yeah, and actually, surprisingly, we've been literally Michael left close to the 1 hour mark, so basically we've been streaming for a whole hour at this point, so I don't know if we want to keep streaming or if you want to end the stream or like the podcast.
Well, it's up to you, Joey. You're the man.
I think we could talk about a few more things about, in my opinion, about...
Yeah, I mean, you're the broadcaster after all. You get to end the stream whenever you want to.
Yeah, I think that just the one thing I want to... One more thing that I just want to talk about is the YTP Awards, is that... If we were to do that, we would, like, need to, like, basically I want it to be, like, prizes, like, of something, like, really good, like, valuable and stuff like
that. Well, like, I mean, you did mention an idea where you could, like, 3D print, like, awards and, like, statues and whatnot.
Yeah, and...
we could possibly...
I actually, surprisingly, since you brought that up, I actually know a guy who actually is probably willing to do that for free for me. So I could print quite a bit of them. However, they could take several days to make. But I could probably get a bunch of them done by right in time for YTP Awards 2019. And what I'm thinking.
But then again, we have to think about how we're gonna send it to people, because I don't want to ask them for their mailboxes
or their address.
I don't want to ask.
Yeah, I don't think, like, asking for it would be nice, unless if they agree to be a part of it.
I feel like that'd be a better thing.
You know what a better thing could be, too? We would, like, give them a cash prize. How about a cash prize?
But how are we going to send it?
We send it through PayPal or some kind of money transfer?
I don't have any PayPal.
I have a PayPal. I could send them the money.
Do you have any money in your PayPal?
Yeah, I have like about 100 or 2. I'm getting more money in a few weeks. I've got like about $100.
Like 100.
I'm thinking about like giving each person like $40. Just like $40 or something like that. $40 for each participant. Which means I would...
But since you only have, like, $100, you only be able to give out, like, 2 people.
No, but wait. Here's the thing. The pot, I get more money I get way more money each month. I'll have about, like, $300, maybe $400 by the end of, by the time, YTP Awards come. So I'll be able to actually award about quite a few people, maybe get a little bit more.
I mean, it could work
like that, but at the same time, I would need to, like...
Yeah, I'm gonna make, like, a server, maybe.
How about this? How about after the podcast, I create a server, and then we could just start editing on it and think about ideas for it. How about that after?
Well, I've been wanting to be the host.
How about we both be the host?
The Echo podcast?
Yeah.
Like, that was my idea before Rice here, she made the server.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've had the idea of making a podcast and interviewing the members. You know, we'd be able to talk about stuff.
How about we both be hosts? Like, you know, two hosts? Because usually at the Grammys and Emmys, there are two hosts. Like, one person who calls out the nominees, and then the other person, like, who actually tells who's won and stuff like that. How about we do something like that? You and I could both be hosts for YTP Awards 2019, and which job would you want to do, though? Would you want to be the one who tells the people who've won, or do you want to be the one who's just, like, announcing it? Like, which would you
want?
So you want to basically announce the winners and stuff like that, and the and introduce everyone.
Yeah, the people who've been I want to announce the nominees.
Yeah, I think we could actually do that. I'm fine with being like the person, like saying the nominees for today's things for today for your best YTP or stuff like that.
And the $20 goes to...
Or 40.
Sneaky Boots for the best YTP collab of 2019, the YTP.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a pretty good thing. I think we could discuss more about that. How about this? I create this. I'll create a server.
Well, I mean, like, who wouldn't?
What?
Yeah. Like, who wouldn't turn down like $20? Like,
$20. I mean,
even as an adult,
but it could get you somewhere.
You think $20?
Yeah, $20. Like,
unless you're like a super rich. Unless you're like Donald Trump, you got your towers and in your own private jet,
yeah.
Your mansion, yeah, your own private movie theater, you got your own inside McDonald's, freaking.
Yeah, and I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna create the server and then I'm just gonna give you the server since it's gonna be easier for both of us. Plus, I could easily put together.
Yeah.
I think I'll invite you into it and I'm just gonna transfer the ownership to you, and then we just decide what.
I might also like. You know, make a little script.
Yeah, like, put together a little tiny script of stuff like that. We're gonna have, like, I think we're gonna also have some stuff going on, too, like, maybe submissions and stuff, sort of for commercials and stuff like that. Who knows? Because, like, you know, like,
yeah.
We'll announce the nominees right after the break. Ugh, it's a break! Ugh! Yeah.
Yeah, and then people could, like, insert announcements or advertise their channels.
Yeah, like, doing whatever they want, like, you know, I think, because I think we both should, like, hope it's, like, at least an hour or two long, like, you know, of that, because I think, I want it to be, like, something, like, special, sort of, too, like, both of us be something, like, something sort of like P3, but, like, a little, like, a, like, just something, but, like, nominees, like, Grammys and stuff like that. That's what I hope, maybe.
Yeah. Wait a minute, aren't Grammys nominations for bad?
No, I think either Grammys I don't think it's Grammy. I think Grammys are actually, like, for music, actually. Music and TV shows.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the
raspberries. Yeah, raspberries are for bad. Raspberries are for bad, people. We're not doing.
Well, maybe we could do like a raspberry award section.
Yeah,
where,
like for
the best joke YTP and.
Like, for
the best joke YTP.
Yeah, and it's like a raspberry.
Or the worst YTP and the worst YTP.
The collab in the world. Like, that would be something cool. Like, who wouldn't want to see, like, a raspberry towards that? I could easily make a raspberry.
Yeah, we could do, like, a raspberry section, like. And the worst YTP collab goes to... your average generic... That was generic Charmix YTP collab with, like, two Power Director entries.
Yay!
Like, the first entry of which is the...
Yeah, I think it would be a pretty interesting idea to see. Well,
it would actually be kind of funny for the Madbury idea thing.
It would be both funny and sort of interesting to watch, and hopefully we can make that happen on the... Do you want it to, like, happen after the Grammys, like, the day after the Grammys, or then, because I think that would be pretty much good, like...
We could premiere, like, the award, like, we could do the raspberries, like...
Should the raspberry
like
be, like...
after the...
What?
Like, after the best, we go through the worst.
Yeah, I think we'll do, like, best and then worst, things.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, that's what I was just making sure that you said that. So, yeah, I think we could discuss that off-air, too, since we've been, like, streaming for an hour. So, I think we're pretty much going to end Season 1 off with a banger. I think we're going to end Season 2. I think we're going to end Season 2 here, because we've been streaming, and plus we're going to be doing some planning.
Wait, end Season 2? We just started, like, this is the season premiere, and it's also the season finale.
We're not ending season two, we're ending the first episode of season two. But guys, make sure, but thank you guys so much for also making the show possible.
So, yeah, leave me voice messages. If you have questions, I'll answer them in the published version of the episode.
Of
season two, episode one. And, you know... Because right now, you're watching the live episode, and, you know, I can't really answer questions right now.
Yeah.
So, on Anchor, leave me, I'll even send the link.
Yeah.
As a comment, and you're doing what you might, could you possibly pin it?
Yeah.
So that way you guys can see it. and you guys can send me voice messages. Like, ask me questions. Pick me, like, tell some ideas. Trust me, I won't steal them. I promise.
Yeah.
Like, ask me questions, you know, tell me stuff that's on your mind, you know.
Yeah, we'll be willing to answer all those, too. And, yeah, and so, also I would like to
say... So we should talk about stuff that we didn't talk about in the live episode, aka the main portion.
Yeah, and if anyone's interested in becoming a podcast member of the show, no, a podcast guest on the show, be sure to, like, comment to Fleetledito or I or any of the following past members that have been on the in the past, like Michael/Mal, and we'll give you
and
the
And make sure to subscribe, and also if you want to watch live, if you want to catch episodes live, make sure to subscribe to Dinner Yakko 9000.
Yeah, because probably one of this is probably
going to be the notification bells, you know?
Yeah.
And if you want to, you can leave a like.
Ooh.
I mean, if you genuinely like this episode, I mean, you could leave a like.
Yeah. And so I think we're pretty much going to end season 2, episode 1 out here, and thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, the first ever episode of our brand new season.
Yep, and yeah.
So
we'll see you.
I'm gonna say my last words.
Okay,
it's been fun saying? Having you finally doing this after like a month or two with you doing what you like of boy. It's been fun talking about like what's been going on and you know plans and announcements.
Yeah.
For different projects and whatnot.
Yeah, and also I'd like to thank Trickster Hand for also being here a second. Michael/Mal.
Yeah, but sadly you couldn't stay for more than like 5 seconds.
For being here on tonight's podcast. And
don't forget Michael. Can't forget about Michael.
Yep, and this is the end of the Yakko podcast. There's not going to be any outro music because I forgot to set that up, but next episode there will be. And I hope you guys enjoyed the intro music. And this is going to conclude Season 2, Episode 1 of the Yakko Podcast.
Yep.
Tune in next Friday for some more podcast news.
Epic Yakko.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys. We'll see you later. Bye.
Yep.